Okay, this is the Pacifica Audit Committee. It's April 16th. I'm calling it to order at 8:44 Eastern Time. So we'll do a roll call. One second. All right, Adriana Casanav.
Present.
Okay, Adrienne LaViolette.
Here.
Okay, Carol Travis said she was not coming. I am here. Elaine Duncan.
Here.
Grace Aaron is not here. Jamie Gomez is here. Yes, sorry.
I'm here.
I should let you answer. James Sagerton.
Here.
Julie Hewitt, not here. Ken Laufer.
Here.
Okay, Marlena's not here. And Maskila, are you on? I haven't heard from Maskila, so we'll see if she turns up. selection of timekeepers. Who volunteers? I think just one person is probably enough for our style of meetings.
I can volunteer, Elena.
Okay, great. Adriana, thank you. And all right, how about approval of the agenda? Does anybody wish to add or change anything?
5 minutes, Madam Chair.
For what? The approval of the agenda?
The approval of agenda.
That's what I put. Maybe it won't take that long.
It's what is in the agenda here.
Yeah. Yes. You all have it in front of you? Or do I need to read it?
No. I have it, but I think that will be fine if you read it for the listeners.
Oh, right. Okay. I'm sorry. Agenda. After the approval of the agenda, point three is election of committee chair and secretary, which I've put 15 minutes for, or if we can't do that, at least the appointment of tonight's secretary. Point four is updates and news that I, the chair pro tem, may have for you. Point five is the review of our request for proposal for a new audit firm. You should all have received that document from Julie and from me 10 minutes. Point six, a discussion of our search for a new firm. How should we go about it? That's tasks and distribution of labor. Point seven will be other business, if any. Point eight, review of action items. Point nine, set the next meeting. And point 10 is to adjourn. Okay. Any objections or additions or changes to this agenda? Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Okay, here comes the sticky part. Can we hold these elections now, or who's good at these regulations? Can we hold these elections? Is there any reason we can't?
Adriana?
Go ahead.
I believe that if we have more than one candidate, we can't. We need to do it, you know, in writing and by ballot, by secret ballot. That is the bylaws. But if we don't have more than one candidate for every position, I mean, if we have only one nomination, that could be approved just now.
Okay. All right. I am happy to run for chair for this year, whatever. Do we have any other nominations for chair? I guess I'm the candidate.
That's great.
Yeah, I can do this. Of course, when I get a job, it could become more difficult.
Adriana?
Yeah. Go ahead, Adriana.
I move that we elect Eileen Rosen as the chair of the audit committee.
I second it.
Elaine seconds. Thank you. So does that mean I'm elected, or if there's no objections? Again, I don't know how this works as well as some of you do.
If we don't have any objections, I think that...
Okay. Secretary, we need to elect somebody. I really feel bad that some of the people aren't on this call, you know, to participate or be nominated.
Can I ask a point of information?
Go ahead.
Did we announce this? Is there a 7-day requirement for it to be posted that we're going to do this?
I have no idea.
No, for other elections, for example, LSB elections, there is 7-day notice requirement.
But LSB elections are much, much more, you mean for people to be on a given LSB or for?
No, for committee elections, electing a chair and a co-chair, or, you know, treasurer, that sort of thing.
I see.
I don't have the bylaws in front of me.
Adriana?
Just asking.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah, I believe that normally we announce to the whole committee that the election for chair and secretary will be performed. But I believe that you put that in the agenda 2 meetings ago, isn't that?
Well, I put it on 2 meetings ago, and then it was struck out because VAI could not vote.
Yeah.
I'm asking, I just texted Carol to see if she can log on to participate in the votes. Maybe she'll know something. Because if not, then, I mean, if nobody knows, this is, you know, then
well,
we need
that, that's the idea. I didn't know who was the member speaking before, but I believe that that's the idea, to announce to the whole committee that in such a day will be election for committee chair and committee secretary. That give enough advance notice. If people don't want to come to the meeting, that's fine. But people are advised and people know that will be election.
Yeah. We may not have been
that the member is
explicit.
Trying to get.
I'm not sure we were completely explicit that we would try to have, hi, Julie. I'm not sure we were explicit that we would try to have elections tonight. So I don't know. I guess we could put it off for another couple of weeks, you know, to the next meeting, if that makes more sense. Then we'll announce it tonight, and I'll send out a notice so people have plenty of advance warning. So shall we skip over this and just find a secretary for this evening?
Okay.
Any opinions? Any objection? Okay, since I'm not hearing any inputs, we will put this off for a couple of weeks and find a secretary for tonight. Do I have a volunteer? Can somebody else try to recruit somebody else so I don't have to do all the begging?
Adrian, can we get you to do it? You take good note.
I can try. I'm in a car, so it might be hard. But
that would be hard. Yeah. Can one of the gentlemen do it for a change?
I was wondering that too.
I would love to be able to do it, but I can't do it where I am. I have equipment or facilities.
I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to give it a shot.
I don't want you to be distracted from driving. That's not very.
I'm not driving. I'm passengering actually.
Oh.
So I mean, I should be able to jot down notes. It's just it might be a little complicated, but I'll give it a shot.
That's great. Thank you, Adrian. Yeah, it doesn't have to be, you know, every word, just the whatever seems worth noting. You know, action items or decisions and things. Okay, thank you, Adrian.
And we should be coming to a standstill at one point because I didn't want to be in executive session and still be in the car. So anyway, I'll give it a shot. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Great. Thank you. Okay, we're done with that. All right, let me see. I have a little bit of news, not really a lot. Let's see. Where did I put it? I got a little bit of information. I was trying to be in touch with the auditors today, and I was asking them, pardon me, among other things, if they had received everything they were waiting for, because there was a list of outstanding items. So I want to see if they've got what they need, and if they don't, can we help them, or what are they going to do about it?
Hello.
Yes, sorry. Hello.
Hi, this is Grace.
Oh, hi,
calling
Grace.
In.
Good.
Sorry.
Aloha.
Okay. Good. All right. I was just starting to give some news. I was saying that I tried to talk to the auditors today, but didn't manage to get hold of them. Maybe I'll hear from them tomorrow, you know, to see where they are with their outstanding items for the audit. There was a list from 2-3 weeks ago, so I wanted to see how that was going. And I'm also wondering how difficult it would be for us to get a further extension beyond our current due date of August 15th, because, again, we don't think it might not be feasible for us to have the audit done by August 15th, which is now less than 4 months away.
Right now?
Let's see, here we are. Sam told me that their accounting software was hit with a virus. And so none of the accountants could work for a few days. The files that were damaged were not critical. We are in the process of cleaning up the server and migrating to another one. IT is working on this. But, you know, that's pretty distressing. I guess they're working on, you know, installing and upgrading that software. So I hope it happens soon. Did I copy everyone? I sent an email to the PNB, as we discussed last time, to ask people to communicate with general managers or however it's best done to remind people to get ready for the 2017 audit. I asked Sam about what resources might be available, and he said that he and Tom are going to be discussing this soon, a couple of days, he said. And we will present our ideas in writing to the PNB and the audit committee. So that's not really news. We don't have much news. So I guess we can really just move on.
Something.
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I mean, you mentioned that you have a list of items that were a problem. Is any way that we can receive that list?
Yeah, I will forward it to you. Let me see. I can do that right now. Give me a second just to get it out there. Oh, here's Maskila. What does she say? Maskila can't make it tonight. I don't know why, but she can't. Okay. proposal. I just need this work for me. Okay, audit committee. List of items. All right, let me attach the file. Again, this file is from, it's dated March 28th, so possibly a lot of it is resolved by now. And sent. So for any of you who are near your computer, you can have a look. Okay, where'd the mic? All right. And if you are interested in going over that, we can come back to it a little later, maybe depending on how we get through everything else.
Yes, thank you.
I guess the next point is a review of the RFP for the new audit firm. So let's see. I sent out an original, and then Julie sent edits, and then I sent a few more edits. Have people had a chance to look it over and have any comments? Anyone?
This is Julie. I am about to open the file. I haven't had a chance to look at it till just now.
Okay. Yeah, I had a few I added a few questions and did a few little line edits, really. I guess if nobody has anything to say, we could review the questions that either you, Julie, or I have put in here. Or we could read the whole thing. Julie, let me know when you get it open, because maybe you could present the part about, you know, we need to decide on the dates.
I'm still working on opening it.
Okay.
I'm in a hotel just getting access to my computer. But
okay.
But I can sort of freelance. I can freelance this a little bit, which is that basically, I took the letter or the RFP that we had before, and it had some dates in it. And, you know, we did this same thing in terms of soliciting firms roughly a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to get the 2015 audit done, of course. That was the thing that was that we had, you know, a hard, fast deadline, I think, to get done. But the time frames, I mean, it was really like sometime in April, I think, when the RFP went out, or maybe it was the subsequent follow-up questions. But at any rate, we were on the same time frame. We were trying to get the audit done by July. We managed to get it done by July. And so as I was editing the dates, at first I thought, well, this is fine because we're on roughly the same schedule, except then I realized, no, the complication for the 2016 I'm sorry. Regalia is going to finish the 2016 audit. Sorry, we're talking about 2017. Right. But the complication is that we need the, you know, we need the pension audit to be done. And I just wasn't clear that the timing would work out, that we could say that the auditors have to get their work done, you know, that assuming that we could get firms to respond and pick a firm by sometime in the first half of May, that we could then say, okay, you have, you know, a good 6 weeks to get the audit done by the end of July, which would give us a little bit of time to review it and, you know, submit tax forms, et cetera, by the middle of August. That would be fantastic if all the stations were prepared, you know, for the 2017 audit or the FY17 audit already. But my sense is that we're not. And also, you know, I don't know how imperative it is that the retirement audits be done before we can really do the 2017 audit. So that's where I was thinking of, you know, pushing the dates out a little bit on the theory that even though we are supposed to have the tax form submitted by the middle of August, it would certainly take at least a couple, you know, I was pushing everything back by about 4 weeks. I don't know if that's enough time, but at least, you know, I think there's some comfort in the fact that in 4 weeks' time, it seems implausible that somebody would bust us for not having already filed our taxes in Form 990, and, you know, we could get it done before we, you know, flirted with any serious trouble. But that's still an aggressive schedule, and I just, you know, wanted other people to think about, was that too aggressive?
Yeah, we should mention that what you propose in the letter is that we receive responses from, you know, we receive proposals from audit firms by May 15th. So that is less than a month. Let's see, I'm just looking at this. All right, so annual audit, where's the dates? Right. Deadline for completing work should be August or mid-August 2018. I see, allowing approximately 6 to 10 weeks for auditors to complete their audit. Audit committee and P&B review and approval would follow. I added a sentence. If this timeline does not prove to be feasible, the selected firm must be able to apply for and secure an additional extension. That's why I wished I could have gotten hold of Doug Regalia today, or, you know, the auditor Wendy, to understand how that works, how hard that is to get an additional extension.
Your language, I'm sorry, James for the stack.
Go ahead, James, if you can elucidate, that'd be great.
I can't elucidate on the question, but I just wanted to note that the language says the elected firm must be able to apply for and secure an additional extension, and I think, you know, applying for it, you can say that, but we can't say that they must secure it, because that's up to the Attorney General.
True. Okay. Deleted. Thank you. Yeah, but I think it seems reasonable to include something like that, because I'm just afraid that if we are too, you know, strict about these dates, that, you know, any firm looking at it might say, I don't know if we can do that. Let's not apply, you know. So I wanted to give that wiggle room
on that?
There. Yes.
I think if we could say it in some way that's not so absolute, as in must be able to secure, but something about have the ability to secure, or, you know, make a good faith attempt to secure.
Well, we can fix it. I already took out secure, but must be able to apply. That is a stupid wording. Will apply. I'll just say will apply. Something like that. We can brush that up.
You could also say something about make a good faith effort to obtain, you know, so they don't just make an application that's lackadaisical, you know, then don't really pursue it. Make it part of the requirement that they make
obtain.
Good faith effort.
I'm typing these notes right into the body here, and I'll put it together later. That's helpful, yeah. But I think we need to, do you agree that we need to add something like that just so we don't scare people off? Any opinions to the contrary?
Adriana?
I don't know if it's, you know, out of the ordinary, but it seems needed to me. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I see here some other things, obviously, that need to be corrected, like the submit proposal to and put your name and email there.
Oh yeah, we're not down there yet. We're not there yet.
Okay.
We're way up under services to be performed on the first page.
Okay. Yeah. I see that. But okay.
Great. Let's see. So I hope that will be clear enough to potential auditors that, you know, our due date is August 15th, but we believe we can apply for another extension, and then we'll have more time. I don't know if we need, you know, when I send the revised draft out to y'all, see if it is clear enough, if you think it's clear enough to the firm, to potential firms, okay? And I'll leave in these notes from Julie that shows her reasoning on the dates. Okay. Then for the proposal content, I think it's probably pretty standard stuff. I know that when we sent out our RFP last year, we got responses from, actually it was four agencies. We discarded one because they were in New York, and another one because what they were proposing to charge us was so low compared to the others that everybody got suspicious and said, you know, what aren't they telling us? You know, are they gonna attach a whole bunch of additional charges of some sort later on? So, you know, didn't work out. It really came down to essentially two firms, and I really don't remember why we chose Regalia over the other one.
Madam Chair, Adriana?
Yes, go ahead, Adriana.
The 10 minutes for this item already passed. We can add another 10 minutes?
Yeah, I think we need that.
10 minutes?
Okay. Yes. Thank you. All right. I'm just looking. I think, you know, what Julie included here, there are 11 points that we're asking them to comment on. And as I was saying, I think it's probably pretty standard stuff. Oh, and I was going to say that when we did get responses last year, you know, each of them was in a different format, but it looked like mostly boilerplate. In other words, they're used to sending out this information in response to requests for proposals. So I'm not too worried about this. But we will update it with the corrections, and I would really ask people to have a look at it and send us any comments, because we need to get it ready, to have it ready to be able to use it and send out to potential firms, as we're going to talk about in the next point. Yes, and now, Adriana, as you said, we need to submit proposals too. We need to change the addressees. So I guess they should submit proposals to me as chair of the committee. Who should we have them copy?
I was going to say, last year, didn't they go to the chair and to Sam to look at, or did we have to?
Well, last year was actually confusing, because I think the committee had an RFP, and I believe Sam and Bill Crozier worked up an RFP, and they were slightly different in some way, and I can't remember. And both parties, I think, sent some out, which is not the way it should have been done. I believe the proposals are supposed to come to the audit committee, and then, you know, we can distribute them as appropriate. Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, I was trying to say exactly something like that. I mean, the audit committee is the one that should be received the proposals, because remember that the two key issues here is that normally they are in contact, the audit committee, the audit firm is in contact with the CFO, but basically that's why the CFO and the ED do not intervene in that selection, because supposedly the audit firm is supposed to audit basically their work. That's
yes.
why it's, doesn't make any
they
sense.
They kept involved in the selection.
Exactly. That was the complaint last year, that the process wasn't the right process in that way. Okay. And it's,
right.
it's exactly
so,
against what the normal practices are for any corporation, for profit or not.
Okay, so we will put me, but do we want anyone else to be copied for now, or shall I just deal with it, you know, distribute things? you know, it's easy enough for me to share things with you guys.
Yeah, it saves on cost for them.
I'm sorry?
I said it saves on cost for them mailing to two. When,
oh, I think we just asked for it electronically.
Yeah,
but,
but
do we need to include, as they did last year, the following are key contacts for inquiries, and that's where they listed Bill Crozier and Sam. I don't know if we need to put that right now.
No,
I'm sure
them.
Eventually. Okay, so I'm taking them out, and I will substitute myself, and that's it for now. I wouldn't mind having a backup, but I guess this is okay.
This is Julie to the stack.
Go ahead, Julie.
Yeah, I mean, I agree if we're... I mean, I think, Eileen, you're really efficient about sending stuff to us. And so in that sense, I'd be comfortable with listing only you, you know, as the audit chair pro tem. But if we're not going to list key contacts, which I also agree we should not do, it just seems a little bit, it makes me a little bit nervous to have stuff go to one and only one person, because
just
what
on
if something does come up? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So
Adriana?
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, you were, I'm sorry, but I'm not that familiar with the name. Who were you working with in this proposal?
Oh, Julie Hewitt, who is also at WPFW, and me.
Oh, it's the same, okay.
Yeah, but what we did was we took last year's RFP, and, oh, right, you weren't here last time, we consulted with Regalia on what he thought about the RFP, and, you know, it had looked very, like, too brief to me, and he sent his suggestions. So Julie kindly incorporated his suggestions, and I gave it a look over and edited it a little bit. So
yes,
that's
how
it happened.
My question was, because we can add, like, a backup Julie, you know.
That would be fine with me. Julie, does that work for you?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. You know, on the previous proposal or this list of, no, the previous proposal, we said submit proposals to, and it listed Grace Aaron, who was at the time the chair, and Aki, who was at the time the secretary for the audit committee. And so if you're going to list me, you know, I don't know, I'm technically not the secretary pro tem.
I'll just
audit committee member. Yeah, there you go.
Exactly. Okay, that's done. Thank you all. Let me save this. All right, now for the hard part, which is finding the audit firms to send this out to. How should we do this? I was not involved in this part of it at all last year. I don't know if anybody else on this call was.
This is Elaine, and I was.
Okay, and go ahead, Elaine. Explain us.
What we did is if any of the members of the audit committee had any audit firms they'd like to suggest, they were sent in. They also gave us a list of organizations that you could go out and check and just kind of see if you could find anybody that you thought might be a good one to put on. I still have the list of the final ones that we sent out last year and what the response was from some of them. I don't know if we want to go ahead and I can scan this and send it off to everybody and see if they have any objections to them.
Some of them did not respond at all, right?
Right.
Some and we probably not. Don't know why, right?
Well, some came right out and said that our reputation wasn't as such that they could take the time. That we were known to be difficult getting our information to them. So,
well, I think we do not want to.
Out of here. There's 2, 4, 6. There's 8 firms on here that responded last year.
Okay.
You know, they either need, but it may have been they only needed more information. Some of them submitted. I think we only had 4 that submitted, though.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so even if we go through that, this list again.
Okay. Would you purge that list of people who said, no, we don't want to work with you?
Leave them, make
a category, you know, did not want to, so we don't ask them again on a, you know, on a fresh.
Oh yeah, we didn't make notes on that. We didn't want to get in trouble for doing something like that, even though we heard it.
I'm sorry, what? But
I said we didn't make any notes on
that. Oh, we didn't.
No, we did not.
Or, I mean, didn't they decline?
Adrian, to the staff.
Adrian, go ahead, and we'll get back to Elaine. Uh-huh.
But we, Adrian, Elaine, we do know, however, the ones that submitted, right? So we can at least maybe get in touch with them first, since they were interested enough to submit first time. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please list the rest and just say it did not submit. You know, with a heading.
Last year they may have been too busy, and this year they have time. So
that's possible.
Send them out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Adriana, the worst that happens is that we get rejected. But you know, I think I mentioned to you guys that I went on Google and just Googled like nonprofit audit firms in the Bay Area, and saw a bunch. So we can also see if we want to add some. To the list you already have. Let's see, who was that? Adriana?
Yes.
Hello, this is Grace for the stack. Okay, Grace.
Okay, Adriana, then Grace, is that right?
We need to add another 10 minutes or some because the time for this item already passed the 10 minutes that
we
had.
Because we're on item 6 now.
What I'm asking is if you, if a committee, we can receive at least the whole committee, because the one that we were not last year in this committee, we want to see the list. And I believe that the members can do the same. If anybody knows organizations or firms that can do that, we can refer that. In the next meeting, we can present, or by email, we can send to you and to the whole committee other proposals of companies, and we'll see.
Great. I'm just thinking. Grace was on the staff. Grace, go ahead.
I'm here. So what mm-hmm. I wanted to say is that it's quite common to switch auditors' firms after a couple of years. From being on the audit committee in the past, that's considered appropriate to not stay with the audit firm for too long, same audit firm for too long. But anyway, there were two runners-up in the last search for an auditor, and either one of them would have been acceptable. I think that we chose Regalia and Associates, but there was another firm that we also liked very much.
Yeah.
Anyway, so those firms should definitely be sent an RFP, in my opinion. And, of course, we should expand the search to other potential audit firms.
Right. That makes sense. Yeah, I think I sent that information out to everybody, actually, because I found it. Now I can't find it again, but I will. Let's see. All right, I don't have it handy, but we have it somewhere. Yeah, I think we should do that. So I think we want to move more quickly. Is that correct? So I would say that, you know, tomorrow I can send out the draft, the updated draft of the RFP. And then do you think we can get, do we have to send it out to everyone at the same moment? Or can we, you know, for it to be fair? Or can we send it to a first group and then send it to another group if we find more? Go ahead, Adriana.
I think that should be fair to everybody, send it at the same time.
Okay, so what date should we? How much time do we want to give ourselves to identify, I don't know, at least 10? How many firms do we want to send it out to? 10, 20? Because we won't get responses from everybody.
Yeah. This is Elaine to the stack. I would think we did 10 the first time, and why those 10 are doing it if we don't get any responses, have a group in the, you know, that we've looked at and would also use and be ready to send more out if we don't get any answers back.
There's another. Unless of course, you know, between all of us, our work in identifying firms, if, you know, if we come up with 20, then it doesn't really cost anything to send it out to 20. Was somebody on the stack?
Julie to the
Hello?
Stack?
Okay, Julie.
So I think we should give ourselves, as a committee, a date by which, and I think I would advocate within the next few days, certainly before Friday, it would be great if, you know, if we can agree on the firms. Well, I don't know that we have to agree on the firms who get the RFP. I mean, I don't know that that's kind of rises to the level of agreement by the committee. But we need to agree on what the RFP looks like. And I think if we could get that done by Thursday or Friday, that would be great, because then, you know, we're sort of not losing too much time in terms of hearing back from the firms and the dates, you know, that I put in there for when we expect the bids to be in,
right,
and then when we think the work would largely happen. So I'd say give people till, you know, like midnight Wednesday to submit names of other auditors, and that we don't, you know, sort of discuss it in any way, but we just send it out to all the auditors that, you know, as somebody suggested earlier, or Lane, I think it was.
That's only 2 days from now. You're talking about 2 days from now?
Yeah, I meant 2 days from now. I guess I'm trying to be expeditious about this.
Yes, I realize
that. I mean, how much are we going to, you know, how much are we going to benefit by giving the audit committee, you know, till Friday to submit names?
And Friday I have somebody in town, so that would then give 1, 2, 3 weeks and a little for people to respond. Um, I'm not sure I can get it all out on the 27th, just because, which is Friday, or the 26th. Does anybody else have an opinion? Would you be able to get this information or have a look or, you know, contribute some names by Wednesday night? Go ahead, whoever.
This is Elaine. I think with the list that I have, I can send them out because we know we've already done them before, and then I don't mind trying to look for some others. We can certainly try, and let's see how well we do.
Okay. And I'm not sure they all need to go out at exactly the same time, as long as it's within, you know, a few days. Does that sound right?
Adrian to the staff.
Go ahead, Adrian.
I think as long as we give everyone enough time to respond, it's really the response by date that really counts. You know, we can keep sending stuff out as long as we give people time to respond.
And what time would that be? Should that be at least 2 weeks?
I don't know. I'm not the best person to ask. I would say just off the top of my head that 7 days should be enough for anyone to respond, you know, whether it's yes, no, or we need more information.
Yeah. Jamie, you have worked on audits and things, haven't you? Do you have an opinion here? Mr. Gomez? Are you on mute? Are you here? Yes, you're here. Well, Adriana, you also have worked in the financial areas. Have you got any opinion?
Well, I believe that if we expect firms that are serious, we cannot give them less than 2 weeks, because I don't think that you know, a serious auditor company will take their time to investigate who we are and the proposal, and we have an answer. I don't believe that we will give them less than that.
Okay, so that means that then the last day we would send out any requests would be the 1st of May, which is a Tuesday. I can also ask Doug Regalia if he's got any advice for us on that. But let's say tentatively that our last... okay, I'll just finish. Tentatively, our final day for sending out RFPs is May 1st, barring something different, different advice from Regalia. Go ahead, Adrian.
Yeah, I was going to say that that's probably the best way to go, is just to ask a firm what is their standard turnaround time and just go by that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So let me get this straight. Elaine, did you say you would be able to send out RFPs to the ones who are on your list? And meanwhile, any and all of us will look for other firms, or, you know, send in other firms if we have those ideas, and we'll see. Mm-hmm. You know, we maybe send out a new batch next Monday or something.
Yeah, I'll probably send you a list tomorrow of what I have here, of the ones that responded last time.
Great.
See what you say.
Adriana. Okay. Go ahead, Adriana.
I believe that will be more appropriate if the chair, in this case you, that are the one that they need to answer, is the one that sent the proposals.
Okay.
I believe that should be done that way because it's the only way that, you know,
that makes sense.
The way that it's supposed to be. I'm sorry, the timer in this issue.
Okay. I'll take it out of, I'll get you all back later on in the year. Let's see. Okay, that makes sense, actually. So,
all right, I'll send you the information then.
That's great, Elaine. Thank you. Okay, I think we've got our step.
Eileen,
yes?
Adrian, I didn't catch what Adriana said, and I don't want to miss putting it in the minutes.
Yeah. She said it would be more appropriate if the proposals are sent by me.
Yes.
Chair.
Okay.
So I'll be doing that instead. And Elaine will send me the lists. Okay, I think we've got our steps on that. Anybody have anything else? And I can, between Adrian and me, we can write these up and make sure we all agree on them or that we all understand the same things. But, yeah, please do, you know, have a look, you know, Google things, whatever, or if you know anybody, you know, send more names of more firms. And I think we're finished with this point. Anything else?
Can I ask a point of information?
Please go ahead and do so.
On the, I know that you had asked us to review the RFP and look for additions and subtractions. And in just continuing to look at it after our previous discussion of the "if this timeline" sentence, I noticed, for example, in the next sentence, it says proposal content. Your proposal should include the following information. Please include a description of your firm, including the number of professional staff that are, that should probably be who are. Dedicated, and then you need a preposition or highly experienced at providing audit, review, and tax services, et cetera. I believe that if I went through the whole document, I'd probably find more little stuff like that. Does anybody care?
Sure.
If I went through and suggested changes, how would we then get a
for the line?
That?
These are like line edits. No, go ahead and send them. Usually I'm the one who does that, and it's, you know, very annoying to people who aren't as persnickety, but, you know. And apparently I didn't read this all that carefully, and I'm guessing Julie didn't either because
I'm just going to say, as an English teacher, my suggestion to my most brilliant students is always to have more than one person look at your work because you don't see it when you're writing it. It's in your head, but you don't see it. And so it's nothing to be, you know, don't apologize or you know.
No.
Feel funny about it. It's
yeah.
Perfectly.
A very, very long time ago, my first real job, I was a proofreader at National Geographic Society before anybody had personal computers and spell check. And so every draft was read by two people at least because of that. You know, anybody can miss anything.
So it's okay if I do that. It's not too late to submit those.
No, it's not. If you could do it by tomorrow, it'd be great.
Try.
I usually watch out for that stuff and formatting and consistency, blah, blah. But okay, good. I still think that was my best job ever. all right, so we'll do that, and I'll send out the draft once I get James's and incorporate these other little changes. Okay. And then Thursday, I guess, I can try to send them out to firms. So we're done with this point, I believe. Next point is other business, if any. Is there any? Hearing none. Do we need to review our action items, or are they pretty clear?
I think they're pretty clear.
I think they're pretty clear. Yes.
Eileen?
Yes.
Do you think it would be prudent for me to just read what I have to make sure that I have it correctly?
Sure.
In terms
you know what,
of action?
I'm sorry. I'm going to I'm going to back up for a minute to other business. Before some of you got on, but we already had quorum, we started to try and have an election of the committee chair and secretary. Adriana moved to elect me as chair of the committee, and Elaine seconded that. But we didn't, you know, we were still missing a lot of people, and nobody actually volunteered to be a candidate for secretary, so we decided to put that off for another 2 weeks. But I'm wondering, does this make me chair, or am I still chair pro tem? I'm just thinking it would be nice to be able to write chair of the committee when I'm sending things out to the RF, to the audit firms.
I think we legally elected you. We all voted on it.
Is it legal? Okay.
I think so.
All right. I'm chair. Yay. All right. Back to review of action items. Go ahead, Adrian.
Okay. All right, so you will send out the updated draft tomorrow. You've invited anyone to send in any corrections as long as they're done quickly and that you are have enough time to send everything out tomorrow. Let's see.
No, they should send the, for the RFP, they should just send any corrections or questions by tomorrow.
Right, right. I'm just paraphrasing what I wrote.
Okay.
So I wrote that chair invites line edits if they can be done quickly by tomorrow, preferable. And then, so we agreed to get the firm submissions in by Wednesday night, and the last day to send out requests is May 1st. That's our final day to send. However, you'll also reach out and ask Regalia or any other firm that you want to talk to what the standard turnaround time is, and maybe we can shorten that or extend that based on that information. Is that correct?
Pretty much. What I understood is that we'll hope to get firm names from all of us to me by Wednesday night, and then I'll do my best to send them out on Thursday, between Thursday and Friday.
Right, try to send the letter out to firms by Thursday.
Yeah.
Yeah, we agreed to get firm submissions in by Wednesday night.
Okay, but then people can still send in other firm names for us to send to before May 1st, on or before May 1st. Okay.
Got it.
I think we're good. I just realized we left something off the agenda, which was to approve the minutes from the last meeting. Did anybody else look at them? I guess we're back in other business for a minute here. The only thing I saw was the time that, oh no, that was a closed session, what time we called the meeting to order. But I don't think we're going to need a closed session tonight. Does anybody else think we will?
Today.
Adriana?
Sorry? Go ahead, Adriana.
Yeah, I have a question. I receive a list that you already mailed. With things that need to be done or we're not ready yet. But what I was asking is a different list, and those lists normally we manage in executive session that are specific items from the different stations, and obviously it could be from the national office too, that they need to be reconciled or the auditors have a problem with that. Do we have that list?
I'm sorry, I'm not sure what you're referring to. Oh, are you talking about earlier today I sent out an example of a PNB list? Is that what you're talking about? Provided
yes.
by clients? Yeah, that was just as a sample. That's nothing that is Pacifica's. Just in the RFP letter, the term
no.
came up. The no?
No, 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 no. My question, originally, I think that I asked you if we have from the auditors, and you told us that the date was March 28th, that we have items that we are, that the auditors need. Normally,
right, so I just, okay.
Normally, what we receive from the auditors is a very detailed list of issues and concrete issues from different stations that things that are not clear or need to be clarified or reconciled.
I see. Well, this is what they drew up, but this is all I know. But I just sent you, you know, an hour ago, whatever it was, a half hour ago, is what I asked them to send us an update. So I hope
okay.
we get that. And I do not know any more than that, Adriana. Maybe they have everything else. I think I remember that they had... Sorry?
If you talk to them, do you think that you can ask them to send that list of specific items that are not, you know, that are trouble from any station? Because every year we have a big list from almost all the stations. And we want to be sure, because the directors are all from different stations, we could be sure that those issues are being resolved.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. And if I can get it, I mean, theoretically, the auditor should have sent that to, I don't know, Sam or to the stations, like the general managers. But I don't know. I can ask if there's anything like that.
Yes, because it's important for the audit committee to have that detail. You know,
yes, it is.
We will know. That will let us know even if what will happen with the next one, how well prepared or not are the different stations.
Right. I asked Sam also if he had a list of, I guess, what you would call the PBC list for the stations, the you know, what was being requested from each station. Because what I have, I have the list of what the auditors requested from Pacifica as a whole. But I figured, you know, somebody must have drawn up a list for like the specific, for the individual stations. And he said, oh, well, the business managers know what to send. So he didn't have that or didn't want to.
Well, I believe that is the list that we should ask for, because every year is what we do. You know,
right.
we need to be sure that, because the audit committee need to be aware of where the problems are. You know, where which stations we are having problems.
Right. I mean, we know what has been said in management letters, and, you know, we won't go into detail there.
Oh,
but
I know. Yes.
But, you know, it's not specific by line item.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if anybody here, like Jamie, I don't know, were you doing the books for KPFK? I'm sorry, I'm not clear on that. Would you have seen a list like that? Jamie? I guess Jamie's taking a break.
I had mute on.
Oh, there you are. Okay. You know what I'm asking
about?
No, I
haven't. I have not done the books for KPFK. I have, I have not.
But somebody there must have. Do you know the people who have done it? Or who are doing them now? Or a business manager
we have a business manager at KPFK that's doing the books for them.
Okay, would you be able to, don't have to do it now, maybe shoot me an email with that contact information?
Sure, is this Eileen?
It is.
Okay. Yeah, that's Barry Brooks. I'll send you an email.
Oh, that's Barry. Okay, he's like doing WPFW's books anyway, I think.
But yeah, he's helping out at... He's helping out at a couple other stations, but he's located at KPFK.
Right. Well, that would be really good to talk to him. So, yeah, if I could get his contact info, that would be extremely helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Madam Chair, Adriana again, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Adriana.
Yes, that's fine. I don't have any problem with everybody can do that, but I think that it's very important that we receive from the auditors, the
list that as well
of problems, because
I understand.
You know, then later on we can follow up or check, but basically we need to have that list from the auditors to see where you know our problems in the accounting or you know.
Yes, of course.
Okay, thank you.
I think they might not appear on. Yes, one second. I think that they might not appear on this list, Adriana, because I had the impression that the auditors had just about everything they needed from the stations, but I will definitely check. So, okay, Adrian?
Sure. So what are we asking them for, a list of the problems in accounting?
Well, we're just asking if there are any pending items from individual stations. And if I understand Adriana correctly, also, what would you call them? Sorry, words are failing me. You know, any really large problems, I guess. That are showing up in a given station that the station should know about, although they would probably prefer to wait on that until they put together their management letter. But I can try.
Okay,
Adrian, also, if you want to run the minutes by me, you know, I sort of have been taking notes as we go along, so, you know, I can check it over.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay, no problem. I think we probably do need to actually approve the minutes from last time. Is that correct, people?
Right.
All right, let's... looking at the minutes from the open committee. I don't know if everybody's had a chance to look at them, but I'll just ask if anybody has any comments or changes.
No, not from me, Elaine.
Okay. All right.
James, they looked
Anyone
good
else?
To me.
I'm sorry,
James.
James,
they looked good to me.
Okay, great. Can we say that the open session minutes were approved?
I mean,
so moved.
No objections? Okay, approved. And I think we can see if we approve the closed session notes. If we have to discuss anything that's in there, then we can go to a closed session. But otherwise, we can just... decide whether we want to approve them or not. My only question on them, it says that we called the meeting to order at 10:35 p.m. on adjournment of the open session. Julie, is that time really right? I suppose it...
Hi, sorry, I was muted. You know, I didn't write the time down. I mean, we definitely closed the open session really quite late, it was close to 10:30. I wrote that down. I just don't remember. Did we take a break between?
No, I don't think we did. And you wrote that the open session was adjourned at 9:48 p.m.
Oh, then that's a typo. Oh.
Okay, so let's make it, I don't know, 9:50 p.m. because I don't think we took a break. I think we just went
down. I think I was tired when I was working on the minutes. Sorry about that.
Okay, so I will change that here, 9:50 p.m. And I think that's pretty much it as well. I didn't have anything else. Are people in agreement with approving the closed minutes? The closed session minutes?
Objection.
Okay. Go ahead.
I heard an objection if you're responding to me. I said no objection.
No objection. I like that better. Good. Okay. Anyone else? No objections heard? These minutes are also approved. Thank you. All right. We are done for tonight, except for setting the next meeting, which we have actually already set. It is for 2 weeks from tonight. Is that right? Which is April 30th. That sound all right to everybody still?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Julie, that sounds fine to me. It would be great if we could just double check with Carol Travis, who we seem to keep scheduling our meetings at the same time as the strategic committee.
Yeah.
It would just be good to check with her.
Although then we would have to, if we want her on, we would have to change the meeting either a week before or a week after, which, you know, if we get responses to the RFP, we can just start looking them over and communicating on email. I'm thinking maybe I should set up like a Google Doc or something that we can all have access to. And note, you know, what went out, who we've heard back from, et cetera, and any, you know, notes. Let me think about that. I will check with Carol. So that's another action item. Check with Carol Travis, if she can be on the next meeting. And I wish, I don't know where KPFA is at with their, you know, elections of new reps or whatever, to get some other people from KPFA on this committee. That would be helpful. But we'll see. I'll ask, and I'll let you know what I hear. So, anything else?
Point of personal privilege. James?
Please go ahead.
I was just wondering, it looks like the RFP is a PDF in the form that I have it. Is there any way you could send me one that's not so that I can edit it?
Yes, that's weird because I definitely have a Word document that I've been working with here, so I will send that out to you. Does anybody else want that? I thought we sent out a Word doc.
Sir, send it to me too. This is the line, if you don't mind.
I'm sorry, I couldn't make out what you said. Elaine?
I said if you would send it to me so I could see it also, please.
Oh, sure. Okay, it's still got like tracked changes and notes in it, which is fine. So I'll just send it to everybody. Well, in this, you know, unupdated version, or I'll update it with what we've already said tonight and send it out to everybody, and then you can look at it or not. Okay,
that'd be great.
I could do that now because that won't take but a minute. All righty, thank you, everybody. As always, a productive meeting, and, you know, it's always nice to hear from you all.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Eileen.
All right, we'll talk to you soonish next time. whenever.
Aloha.
All right. Be well. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks, Elaine. Bye.